With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning. We missed you.
All wrapped into one.
All wrapped into one.
Was that so concerned about heart shoulder surgery?
When is it?
Who knows? He had an appointment to be at the primary on February 9th. So we want them to get approval for the surgery because they have to come from Gainesville for that. It takes about a month to get approval. We called the other day just to make sure that his doctor had pushed it forward to Gainesville to find out that his doctor is retiring. He no longer has an appointment on the 9th. And they just found out about all this when we called them.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
So they assigned him a new primary.
So he knows nothing about the history.
And he doesn't get to see him until the 21st.
Now, this is a primary down at the VA?
Oh, yeah. So we start calling all the 1-800 numbers, 877 numbers, whatever numbers we can get a hold of VA people.
Have you called your congressman? Dr. Neil Dunn is our congressman here, and he's very approachable. She had to do that a couple of times with situations that she had with the VA.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good to know.
Yep. They will call you back.
And they will call you back. They will.
Very good.
Yeah. That's one of your rights and blessings of a representative republic that we live in. So, yeah. Do it. Well, for sure. You need to.
Well, we finally got a hold of this new primary's nurse, and he has approved Mark to get x-rays. This was Friday. So Friday, we went to the VA and got a shoulder x-ray. So now the doctor can look at that and send the requisition off to Gainesville, hopefully.
Because you got cleared with your cardiologist, didn't you?
Or me?
Your cardiologist cleared you?
Not yet.
She'll clear me on the 10th.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a joy, concern, and a praise all in one.
Sandra, we missed you last week. Where were you?
I was in Panama City. I sent Tina a text.
I know you
and
did.
Told her I went to Panama City to see Stan's mom and dad. We celebrated last night down at Summer's Barbecue. The youngest grandson's 11th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And that's significant because when he was born, he was only born 1 pound 12 ounces. And he spent 9 months in the hospital in the NICU unit, and he spent time over at Wilson Children's Hospital. Mm. So for his first 9 months, it was pretty rocky, and Nikki spent time. He spent 4 months in Jacksonville after he finally got enough weight to be transported to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And Stan and Nikki and Brian and Nikki's mother were the only ones that were able to go see him, and they could hold him in the palm of their hands.
Wow.
So he is our little miracle man. Mm-hmm. And he's still tiny. He's smart, but he's still tiny. And he still has to go back and forth to Wilson Children's Hospital. And he had to go to Bascom in Miami a few years ago. And eventually, as he grows, he's going to have a prosthetic eye, because he has no vision in that eye. But when he outgrows his body, his socket, it's not going to hold it. So eventually he's going to have that, amongst other medical issues that he had, but it was a celebration that
Is he able to communicate and
he's really smart. He goes to school. He has cerebral palsy, but he has a mild case of it. So he's frail, but he's really smart.
Yeah.
He's just a little.
And what's his first name again, Nikki?
Nikki is his mother. His name is Nicholas.
Nicholas. Lord, hear our prayers for Nicholas.
Nicholas Somerset. And he, so we got to celebrate him, and those that have been here for several years are aware of. But that was a celebration.
Yeah, cool.
A milestone for him.
Anybody else this morning?
I'm not sure when Tina and Travis are traveling, but...
They're coming back today or early in the morning, I'm not sure. Thank you, yeah, we were thinking about them this morning, but they have a tornado watch out in Central Florida. Of course, they're coming up from South Florida, but they still gotta go through this weather if they come back today, so...
Donnie White and I were talking this morning how blessed we all are. We wake up, we get up, we can walk, and we can talk.
Yep, yep.
And there's a lot of people that can't.
Amen to that. That's, you know, and when you think about life and how different, like Nicholas, you know, coming into this world 1 pound or whatever, and still able to, life is so precious. And yeah, sometimes we just keep on going and we don't think about it. Sometimes, what's that saying, the song, be still and know that I'm God? I think Psalm 46:1. So it's, you know. Anybody else this morning?
I had a good report. Tuesday.
Yeah.
So my blood's coming up. It's not up where we need it to be, but it's up a lot higher than it was.
Praise the Lord.
And my leg situation is a chemo issue. It's caused by chemo. And he said it'll take time for that to heal. And then we went to my back doctor, and that was a different story. I'm still having lots
of that guy, right? All right, anybody else? Phil?
No?
No?
Not an inch.